had a mechanical catastrophe on that team. I lost part of my capo. But he's back. Ronnie Sellers. You know what? I want to introduce some guys to you that I really think a lot of, and I'll tell you what, they're great musicians, great singers, greatest in the world. Let's see, I don't know which one to introduce first. This is a great fiddle player. How about a hand for Bobby Hicks from North Carolina? That's all right, keep applauding. He don't come out unless he gets a lot of applause, and he'll be out. Now it's gonna take more than that to get him out here. I'll tell you what, just start chanting, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Now you're getting him out. He's going to play some twin fiddles with Jason, do some solo fiddling with Jason. But this next guy I want to introduce to you, he's a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and he has the Tennessee State song, Rocky Top. He's got that song. He's got the Kentucky State song, Kentucky. Did you ever hear that song? Kentucky, that's the one. He'll sing it for you before the weekend's over. A great hand for my buddy and a great singer, Bobby Osborne, will you? Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Songs. You know, myself and Bobby, we go back a long ways, and you know, bluegrass was born on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, I reckon, back in the middle 40s with Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the boss, Bill Monroe. You know, he was their boss man in those days. So we like to sing some of those that sort of bring you up to date on the old bluegrass, you know. This is actually the first bluegrass that was ever recorded, you know. And it just so happens that they were on a major label and we still have that stuff on record. So after we sing these songs, don't go out and buy their records. Buy mine and Bobby's, and Bobby's over here. Bobby said, two Bobbies don't make a right. Bobby, how about you want to sing, let's see now, it's on the list here, I think. Sweetheart, you done me wrong. Did you ever have a sweetheart that done you wrong? I did too. She's right over there in that tent.